Everybody have good meditation? Mm-hmm. Cleaning thoughts.
Try to stop them.
I could see a lot of thoughts there. It was tremendous.
I would go away and reconnect the breathing again.
Mm-hmm. And focus on breathing out.
Any question?
Of course not.
Any report?
I'll give a report. Mm-hmm. I think some of you are going to find this really strange. I found it very strange. Mm-hmm. I've been doing this little exercise that I learned years ago, but I've never used it. Mm-hmm. It's basically starving the mind, just not giving it things, not giving it food. You know, food as a chatter. Mm-hmm. Not good food, but you know, just. And I started getting depressed. I mean, I started going through depression, and I have never been depressed in my life. I just never had a bout of depression. And I finally realized that my mind is going through depression to draw attention, because it needs attention, it needs my attention, so it's just going through this weird creative depression just to get to get attention.
That's exactly why we watched Buddha.
I was thinking about that tonight with the cobra over my head. Yeah. Actually being silent.
Did the Buddha, because it's stopping the mind. The mind, this way is the natural way, which is you just stop. If the mind knows that you made a decision to starve it, then with the same mind that says I'm going to starve it, is the same tool that says I don't want to starve. Do you understand? So it becomes a game of the mind. And so I'm glad you brought it up, because tonight I'm going to talk about silence. How many of you know what silence is by your own experience?
It's hearing of nothing, seeing of nothing. You are nothing.
Very good. Anybody else?
Reminds me of that one meditation you had us do on concentrating on all the noise in this place.
Yes.
Your meditation with the eraser.
Well, yeah, but what you brought up at that time, that silence is kind of like, you know, if I can make the analogy, it's like that table. Everything is on the table.
That's right.
And the silence was the base.
That's right. Tonight, that's exactly right. Tonight, because if we don't have this discrimination where the silence is stand, all we're going to hear is noises, because we cannot find the silence. So tonight we're going to experience silence, and I'm going to start with Ali Rizal, because I think it would be good for you.
It would.
And you guys can do it at the same time. If I may ask you to close your eyes and just relax in yourself, and just be aware of silence. If the thoughts come, just search for that silence. You don't have to push the thoughts away. Just see if you can feel it or find it. Thank you. slowly we open our eyes. Again, we shut our eyes and look for the silence. That's all we do. And when we feel it, we stay in it. Slowly open your eyes. I guess I would report what happened. There's still a lot going on.
Well, of course, but what happens to me is that there's a moment when the void comes or appears. But after that, I start searching my muscles because I feel some of my muscles are tense. Mm-hmm. So that stops me, that makes me stop not thinking.
Yes, when you search for the muscles.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what we need to exercise, and I think for every person, is to be able to go into silence at the moment's notice. But we can't do that unless we practice it. Do you see what is happening? If you never practice that, when someone says go to the silence, you search your body for it. Silence is beyond the body. There is no words for it. So when we search for it in the body first, but then it has to go beyond that. Why? Because we have to allow it to be unlimited. Now, why is this so good? Richard, can I have a little bit of water, honey? Why is this so important? Is because if we do not become accomplished in the art of silence, the mind will increase thinking, and will convince us that every thought is important.
What I experienced when you told us to shut our eyes, I was a leaf, and there was a dewdrop that came, and a grasshopper hopped.
Okay.
And then when you said to shut our eyes again for complete calmness, I was a tiger with its babies and just breathing.
Okay. Did you feel the silence? What part of it did you see the silence, felt the silence?
The breathing of the tiger.
Okay. Now,
full.
I want to see if you're able, this is wonderful, your imagery is wonderful, because it really it takes you to the place of relaxation. But I want to try something with you. I want to know if without any imagery, you can go to the region of your heart and feel the silence.
Like the galaxy with nothing but stars.
Yeah. No, nothing. No imagery. Just
black.
No, there is no color. Just silence. Just for a moment, silence. Slowly open your eyes. I think we're having 101 class tonight. Were you able to have no imagination but silence?
There was no imagination.
But you did go to that silence?
For a minute and a half, yes.
Perfect.
Now, it's hard to
That's because you always keep go with a handle in your hand.
But when you said it, when you confirmed it, I was able to do it.
That's right.
But when you said open your eyes, it felt, was to extend.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. So what is happening here is really good to imagine things. I used to give children meditation where they would imagine where they would have peace and they could go there. Amen. But for grown-up people, imagination is good to run away from, you know, unpleasant thoughts. But it's not the reality. It's still in the realms of mind, which is great. You can use it. But I want you to have the art of silence without it, too. Because that's the true meditation.
When you said that for about 2 minutes, it's easy. But when it continues...
Well, don't. Just 2 minutes.
Okay.
2 minutes, 3-4 times a day. Until you become familiar with it. Then it will drag you in.
Oh,
which is peace of mind. You know, first you find it, then it finds you.
So you don't ask for it, you just don't.
And it's normally the best way to start is to bring your eyes inwardly to the region of the heart. There is a sheet of silence. There is no color, there is no activity of imagination. Slowly open your eyes. Are you guys able to sink in better as the time goes by? Mahmood, are you?
Very easily.
Adidasa, is it getting calmer?
Mm-hmm.
If every person on this earth knew how to go to the silence, there would have not been a war, a killing, a hurting, or anything, because in that silence, there is so much peace that no one would think of anything else. This is how important it is, this silence. You know? And yet, if we leave it to ourselves as mind and body, it would be the last place it will go to. And it's the most important place for well-being. No accomplishment in life, and you might not agree with me, which is just fine. No accomplishment in life is as important as a man that can sit silently and be okay. Or a woman.
It's true. It's not because of that. It's because the currents of the ocean are violent and calm.
That's right.
So without chaos and silence, there can be no transformation. We try to keep that hard. So if the whole world was like that, continuously,
that's right.
If they were like, for example, continuously peaceful, 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 where would the end of that be?
There is no beginning to it, so there is no end. What it is, peace is forever to ever. Do you see what I'm saying? Your mind might not understand it because the mind always has a beginning and an end. A conclusion and a prediction. But what we are talking about here is just a state of being which is beginningless
and that's more powerful than the anger in us.
Anger has no power but self-destructive.
Right, but when he was talking about the depression for the first time in his life, I've
because we cannot distinguish